Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man takes plea deal in apartment gun incident. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A 55-year-old Gillette man accused of trying to shoot someone earlier this year has reached a plea deal that could keep him out of prison. Jody Wood will plead no contest to aggravated assault after initially facing attempted second-degree murder charges. Prosecutors have agreed to drop the more serious charge and recommend a suspended 5 to 7 year sentence with 3 years of supervised probation. The March 17th incident involved Wood pointing a loaded gun at a man outside an apartment complex. Wood later admitted he tried to kill the man but didn't know how to operate the weapon properly. Wyoming Highway Patrol joins federal immigration enforcement under 287G agreement. Governor Mark Gordon has formalized an agreement between the Wyoming Highway Patrol and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, through the federal 287G program. The agreement allows select Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers to assist ICE in enforcing federal immigration laws during their regular patrol duties. The move aligns Wyoming with a January 2025 executive order from President Trump directing states to collaborate with ICE to enhance immigration enforcement. Wyoming Highway Patrol will use the task force model, enabling officers to access ICE databases, verify immigration status, and detain individuals under ICE's direction. Governor Gordon called the partnership another step in securing the border, while Highway Patrol Colonel Tim Cameron said the agreement enhances public safety and builds on existing cooperation with local law enforcement. However, the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Wyoming, Libby Scarron, said the state is putting politics over its people's best interests. Scarron said in an announcement, the federal government has indicated that mass deportations are a priority for the current administration. However, what the federal government wants is not what's best for Wyoming. Compliance with ICE will not improve public safety or protect our state and, in fact, puts politics over the best interests of Wyoming. Wyoming Highway Patrol joins 5 county sheriff's offices in Wyoming already enrolled in the 287G program, with more counties considering participation. There is no added cost to the state for the program, and ICE will provide officer training. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.